fairgoers at the Marshall County Fair in Warren are in for a real musical treat on Saturday as the Classic Swing Band makes its return to the stage with vocalist Dave Boyer. The occasion is a salute to past and current military personnel in a show called the USS Marshall County. And joining us is the band leader of the Classic Swing Band, Dave Christensen. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
The Classic Swing Band will be familiar to a lot of people in the area as it carries on the tradition of the Dick King Swing Band, which was active around Grand Forks for 30 years, right?
Yeah, Dick King started the band in 1976 with a concert, a tribute to Duke Ellington. He led the band for 30 years, right up until his death in 2006.
And so has it been a while since the group has played in public?
It has, actually. For a couple of years, we kind of kept going a little bit with some gigs that we had already on the books when Dick passed away. One of those was actually with Dave Boyer. So this group has performed with Dave Boyer. This was about 8 years ago or so in Grand Forks at the Empire Arts Center.
When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
The band as it exists right now is different. There's probably three or four personnel that are from the old Classic Swing Band, so it's kind of a mix of the old and new. But it has been a while since we've played together as a group. We're very excited to get the group back together again and to open up the Dick King Swing Band book and start playing publicly again in the Grand Forks area.
We're looking forward to it as well, and we'll be broadcasting it here on Pioneer 90.1 starting at about 11 o'clock a Saturday morning. So how many musicians are in the Classic Swing Band, Dave?
It's a typical, what you would have seen in the 1940s swing era, big band consisting of four trumpets and four trombones and five saxophone players and a rhythm section consisting of piano, bass, and drums. So it's a 16-piece group.
Wow, and are all of the musicians from the Grand Forks area?
The Grand Forks area, we have a musician from Cavalier, North Dakota. Lynn Schrader is a trombone player, and he's one of the members of the former Dick King Classic Swing Band. We have another former member who's now living in Minneapolis, Pete Berg. So he's going to come up and really was excited about the opportunity to play with this group again. But mostly right in Grand Forks or in the surrounding area.
It must be kind of a challenge to coordinate a band that big, especially if you're not getting together on a regular basis to play. Or does it just kind of click when you all get back together again?
Getting the group together has been a little bit of a challenge, but the musicians all love the chance to play in a big band. And they were happy to hear that we were doing this, and we're more than welcome and more than happy to take time to put this together. Yeah, it's been a little bit trying to coordinate 16 people to get together at the same place and the same time to rehearse, but it's working, and like I said, we want to use this as a springboard and hopefully keep this group going and rehearsing on a regular basis and perform more in the future.
I hope you can do that because I love big band music. And when people think about big band music, they usually go back to the World War II era when groups led by Glenn Miller and the Dorsey Brothers and Harry James and people like Benny Goodman were the big stars. Is that kind of the idea behind the military show at the fair? It's sort of tied in with World War II era?
It is, yeah. You'll hear music from several of those artists that you just mentioned. We're going to be playing In the Mood, which was Glenn Miller's big hit. We have some other tunes, but it's a mix of 40s swing era and patriotic music. The arrangements are all really top-notch. Dave Boyer's arrangements are written by Ralph Carmichael, who's well-known and well-respected as an arranger, and they're very good arrangements. So, yeah, it'll be a really fun and enjoyable concert.
Tell us a little bit about Dave Boyer. He lives in Florida, right?
That's correct, yeah. And Dave has a long history. He's in Las Vegas and kind of got his start around the time of the Rat Pack era and knew some of those people. And since that time, he's sung for USO specifically. He's done shows with big bands in the past. So when you hear Dave Boyer sing, it's very reminiscent of Frank Sinatra and that style.
You're nobody till somebody really loves you. So find yourself somebody.
I tell you, the first time that we played with him about 8 years ago, we weren't sure. I wasn't familiar with his name at that time, but I listened to his recording that he sent us, and I thought, wow, okay, this will be fun. And it was. And he's very entertaining, great voice, and it'll be a really good show.
We're talking with Dave Christensen, the band leader of the Classic Swing Band, and they will be on stage this Saturday at the Marshall County Fair Grandstand, along with vocalist Dave Boyer, for a World War II USO-style performance called the USS Marshall County. Musical styles, as far as the dominant style of pop music for a certain era, change every few years. In a way, we're sort of saying goodbye to rock music as being sort of the dominant music of the time. A lot of decades have passed from the time that swing music was the popular music of the day. Do audiences Yes. still seem to recognize those older songs?
They do. The tunes that they recognize are still great, danceable, hummable tunes. And so I think that never goes out of style, regardless of the type of music. Rock music will, even though it's not as predominant now as it was, there's still rock classics out there that just everybody knows, whether it was written in the 70s or 60s. And the same thing with the classic swing music of the 1940s. There's tunes that just stick with you and people remember. So I think you're going to find at this concert that most of the music that we're doing, people will recognize. They're memorable. They stand the test of time.
So, Dave, what is your personal connection to this music? And just give us a little background of your career in music over the years.
My history with the Classic Swing Band started in 1983. It was the spring of my freshman year in college. I just really enjoyed the music and the opportunity to perform. And I'll just have to say, I just want to put in a little plug for Dick King and his family. Dick King is a fixture in the community. He really brought this band in the 1976 and kept it going and kept that music alive. It was his passion. He was a lawyer by trade, insurance agent, but his passion was the classic swing band. A lot of musicians owe a debt of gratitude to Dick King for giving them opportunities to perform, and I count myself as one of those people that wouldn't have had a chance to play if it were not for his band. And so this is, again, just a way to bring it back and to keep the band going and to provide opportunities for new young musicians to perform this style of music. I've had a long association with this band. I play in other music groups in the area. I formed the Downtown Horns about 10 years ago and continue to play with that group. I formed a brass quintet called the Northern Plains Brass. We play in the area, weddings and concerts and so forth. So I try to keep myself busy as a musician, as well as teaching my teaching duties at Red River High School.
These days you can synthesize the sound of pretty much any instrument, but it's just, especially when you're listening in a live environment, there's just nothing that can match the original sound, especially of brass and woodwinds. And, you know, you're going to have
absolutely. There's so much that digital technology can't reproduce. It's the nuance and the acoustic sound. Something has to be sacrificed when you transform it to a digital format. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of live acoustic music, obviously. And the audience feels that, too. It's just the energy you get. It plays off of each other. The band gets inspired by the energy from the audience and vice versa. And so it's a wonderful thing.
How did the USS Marshall County idea come about for the fair?
That is kind of the brainchild of Don Leslie. And Don was the person who contacted me from Warren and said, well, I met this guy, Dave Boyer, and he remembered a band that he played with a few years ago, and he was wondering if this band still existed. And I said, well, not really, but sort of. The musicians are still in the area, but we haven't played in a while. So that's kind of how that all got started. He wanted to honor military veterans, past and present, and he thought the idea of a USO show was a great idea to present that format of music and to celebrate our veterans. So that's how the USS Marshall County, I think, got going.
This Saturday, July 27th, beginning at 8 o'clock, they're having a breakfast at the 4-H food stand at the Marshall County Fairgrounds. That's free to the first 500 people, free to vets, and a free will donation will be taken as well. And then from 10 until 11, there will be a veterans program in the grandstand. And again, admission for that is a free will donation. And after that, from 11 until 1, bringing back the sounds of the big band with Dave Boyer and the classic swing band. And
yes,
it's going to be a high-energy show and professional musicians, and I can't wait to hear it. So,
well, fantastic. We're really looking forward to performing.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks so much for telling us about it here this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Dave Christensen. He is the band leader of the Classic Swing Band, back on stage Saturday at the Marshall County Fair in Warren, beginning at 11 a.m.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Hey, you can give me a shine. Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me whole?